Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Wednesday, November 11th. I'm Ray Graff. It's Veterans Day, and we have two experts on the line to discuss some of the challenges that face veterans today and hopefully some of the solutions. Bruce Buckley is the CEO of Soldier On Incorporated, a national provider of services and affordable permanent housing for homeless and at-risk veterans. Michael Hagmeier is an executive vice president of Soldier On. We welcome your calls today. Give us a shout. 800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. You can also email your questions to voxpop@wamc.org. That's voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Bruce Buckley, Michael Hagmeier, and your calls coming up right after the news. Hello, once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Veterans Day today, and it has been more subdued, more somber, more distant, and that is largely because of the pandemic, which is resurgent once again in our country. But for many veterans, it's a somber existence coming back into civilian life, and it can pose many challenges. And we have a couple of people here who have been working on that issue for some time, and we invite your calls today. Bruce Buckley is the CEO of Soldier On Incorporated, a national provider of comprehensive services and affordable permanent housing for homeless and at-risk veterans. Soldier On provides services to roughly 2,000 veterans and family members annually through Housing First programs in Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Bruce and his staff have secured over $75 million in housing development resources to construct, manage, and support over 300 formerly homeless veterans in permanent supportive housing. Michael Hagmeier is an executive vice president of Soldier On and for 15 years has helped to implement various programs such as the Supportive Services for Veterans and Families Program and IVTP, Incarcerated Veterans Transition Program. Michael has had an important role in developing relationships with community partners that support veterans and their families. If you have a question for our guests today, give us a call. 800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org if you wish, but the number is 800-348-2551. Bruce Buckley and Michael Hagmeier, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
It's been a while since you guys have been on. So for history's sake, and before we get into the issues, Bruce, I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about how Soldier On came to be and what it does.
Sure. I'll try to keep it brief. But Soldier On was started in 1994 as a result of funding from the VA in a program called Grant and Per Diem, which was really the VA acknowledging that homelessness was an issue more prevalent in the veteran population than in the general population. And it began as a transitional or a shelter facility on the VA campus in Leeds, Massachusetts, where we still have a pretty strong presence. And from there, as you know, time went on and the current team that's in there running it basically started in about 2001. And from being transitional housing, we added some beds in Pittsfield, Mass, in a building that was an old nursing home. And we then saw that a lot of the veterans that went through this transitional program would get back on their feet, and then we'd end up seeing them again in 6 months or a year, were left out in the community without their supports. They would sometimes struggle and fall back into sort of their old issues that did not go away. So we decided to build permanent housing. And in about 2007, we started, you know, learning that world. And since then, we're on our seventh building that's under construction down in Tinton Falls, New Jersey. We began building permanent housing or apartment facilities, you know, very nice, either new construction or rehabs of older buildings. And more importantly than the buildings, was providing the supports necessary to keep the veteran, you know, really create a community that we're a part of and the veterans that they live in are a part of, as well as their own personal community. And, you know, that's worked as a mechanism to, you know, ensure that the veterans remain in housing, begin to go in a positive direction if they weren't heading that way. And, you know, we've seen a lot of success stories. The other piece is we do a fairly substantial program called SSVF, which is Supportive Services for Veterans and Families. We're located in New Jersey, New York, Western Pennsylvania, in Massachusetts, and that program has staff that live in those areas, pretty much scattered throughout all of New York State, from about the Kingston area up to Canada and all the way out past Buffalo. So we cover a big geographic area in New York State and Western Massachusetts, as well as New Jersey and Pennsylvania. And that's working with veterans with VA funding and supports that allow us to help prevent homelessness as a goal, or find individuals who are homeless and get them into immediate housing and then begin to address the issues while they're in permanent housing. So that's kind of an overview of the many services that we've, you know, grown into, I guess, or evolved over the last 20, 25 years.
That's interesting that you say evolved. Bruce Buckley and Michael Hagmeier join us today from Soldier on this Veterans Day. It seems to me, Michael, that, or I'll call you Mike, I guess, that this has been, Soldier On has been a real success story. And I wonder how it has been either replicated or expanded upon elsewhere in the country.
So it has been a success story, and you know, one of the main pieces in order for us to replicate this in other parts of the country has been really bringing staff in from those other parts of the country here to Massachusetts and kind of giving them a week of a deep dive into what our culture is here at Soldier On here in Western Massachusetts, and then really making sure that we stay in close contact with the staff that's out there in the field, making sure that, you know, the delivery of service is what we expect it to be, that we're treating these veterans respectfully, and we're really working as hard as we can every day to make sure that they're safe and have a safe place to live.
Our number, by the way, if you want to join the conversation, is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpopwamc.org. We're joined by Mike Hagmeier and Bruce Buckley of Soldier On. It occurred to me that the number of vets returning from service must ebb and flow over the decades. How many veterans are there today in this country, Bruce?
I believe the last number I saw was just under 20 million, 18 or 19 million veterans that obviously span from the World War II era up through, you know, a veteran who came out of the service yesterday somewhere.
And the problem of homelessness among vets, just don't have to put a specific number on it, but just give us a ballpark of how big of a problem this really is.
Well, I'll let Mike think about maybe a number. I can tell you the numbers really bounce all over the place. You know, for a lot of statistical purposes, they use the point in time count, which occurs one day a year, one night a year, for all of homelessness through HUD as being the oversight agency. And those numbers are obviously very small. Because it's just who they find on that one night or day a year. So I think we're looking, you know, anywhere between 40 and 50,000. And, you know, I say those numbers loosely because even the definition of homelessness is a difficult one to pin on. You know, there's folks that are chronically homeless, living in the streets, living in the woods, living out in the world, being obviously, I guess, the most vulnerable. But then there's a lot of individuals who are couch surfing, who are staying in their, you know, in their sister's basement room, or, you know, in a lot of various states of less than permanent independent housing. So, if I was going to guess at the number of those who would fall into any of the categories, you know, it would be, in my opinion, in the six figures. But, you know, again, I think there's there's a lot of veterans who are homeless, and the need we see is being pretty continuous and steady in our experience.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break. Mike Hagmeier and Bruce Buckley are here from Soldier On. We'll talk about maybe why this is a problem and some of the issues vets face when they come back into civilian life. And we'll take your calls at 800-348-2551. We'll be right back. It's Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff with you at 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. We're joined today by Bruce Buckley, CEO of Soldier On, and Mike Hagmeier, an executive vice president of Soldier On. And let's grab a couple of calls here, gentlemen, and then we'll go back to some of the things I wanted to talk about, why this issue exists and some of the issues vets have to deal with when they come back stateside. Chris in Housatonic. Chris, you're up.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that my brother Bobby, who lives in Rhinebeck, was in the Vietnam War, and he was there for a number of years. And my father, who's now deceased, was in the United States Coast Guard out of the Aleutians in Alaska. And they were veterans of the Coast Guard and the Army and stuff like that. So I just wanted to wish them a happy Veterans Day.
Hey, man, thank you for that. Bruce, do you want to comment?
Well, just thank you, Chris, and I think, you know, that's what we need, our folks to really remember and recognize our veterans. And they go back to the very beginning of the country. And I think, you know, thank you for, you know, certainly reminding us of that and your personal history with it.
You know, our caller, Chris, mentioned the Vietnam War. And it occurs to me that perhaps the armed services are a little different now than they were back in the Vietnam War or Korea or World War II. There's a lot more diversity now. Does that present new challenges for you?
Well, I think, you know, it certainly presents some challenges. And, you know, one of those challenges that certainly goes back many, many years, decades, are female veterans to women who served in the U.S. military. And we have a program in Leeds, Mass, that we have a separate building that's brand new, 5 years old, that was built specifically for female veterans who are homeless, struggling with homelessness. And as a result of the success of that, we just in May of this year completed and occupied a permanent housing building specifically for females, many of whom suffered military sexual trauma, as well as sexual trauma before and after the military. And that's a brand new building that has 14 apartments that is open in Pittsfield and is pretty much full. And it's been, you know, very successful. And we've had women from all across the state. We've had women from New York State that have expressed interest in it. And the VA in New York State has visited it both personally and most recently virtually and are very excited about it. So I think the female veteran is a part of diversity that we have certainly seen and have addressed the needs that we see.
We're joined today by Bruce Buckley and Mike Hagmeier of Soldier On. The number to call is 800-348-2551. Vincent in Wallkill. Vincent, you're on.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello.
I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I have a service connection for prostate cancer, which has been treated. The issue I have is that I had the prostate cancer treated prior to filing an application for benefits because of, you know, stuff that was going on in the family and the intimidation of filling out the VA forms, which are somewhat daunting. I think a lot of people don't get their benefits because that process is rather obtuse. Anyway, I was entitled to 100% disability for the period of time I had prostate cancer, which would have been a month, a year and 3 months. It was treated at the expense of private insurance. The government didn't have to pay a penny for it, yet they refused to give me 1 year and 3 months of disability benefits at 100%. It should not count whether or not you've applied. You had the prostate cancer. It's been determined to be service connected, and it should be compensated.
Okay, I don't think that, well, we'll try it with our guests, but I don't think this is really what they do. But Bruce or Mike, would you like to tackle this one?
Well, I'll start, and then maybe Mike can add on. I'll start not by being able to answer the question. I'm sorry for your difficulties and struggles. And, you know, that's a big piece of what we do with the men and women that we serve because, you know, access to benefits, the bureaucratic red tape that goes with the process of receiving the benefits that you're eligible for is a big obstacle. And, you know, that's a big part of what we do is work with the veterans to kind of navigate that system. And, you know, I think it's a very real issue that you're struggling with that we see regularly. And we also have worked with many veterans to get their, you know, how they were discharged, whether it was less than honorable. And, you know, there's a lot of obstacles to benefits that when you really go through the process, that can be overcome, but it is certainly a difficult, long, and very frustrating process. So, you know, I can speak to it on that level. And I don't know, Mike, if you have any thoughts on, you know, the specifics of this case.
Yeah, so I not too specific on this. But Vince, I mean, I would agree if they were at one point giving you 100% service connection for this, it should be appealed. And so I'm just going to strongly recommend in New York State, each county has some veteran service officers that are employed by the county that work full time that are registered VA benefit officers who should be able to help you file an appeal through the VA to really help you with that paperwork so you don't feel burdened by that.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Vincent, and we wish you the best of luck. The number here is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Mike, what is the biggest psychological or physical challenge on the whole facing vets who have seen action, let's say, in the Gulf?
So, I think a lot of it, you know, post-traumatic stress, the feeling of crowds, a lot of younger veterans that we work with that are homeless, and even some of those younger ones that I am friends with from my local community. The biggest thing is fear of crowds and going into places and the unknown, you know, just loud noises is a lot of the things that really make some of the veterans who return back from the Gulf very nervous coming back, and it's a real thing that they've encountered while serving overseas, and you know, that has really hurt a lot of these young men and women who have returned back with feeling comfortable in some of their surroundings.
I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about, before we get to our next call, and by the way, the number is 800-348-2551. Mike, I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about supportive services for vets and families and that program and how that may attack some of those issues that we're talking about here.
Sure. So it's a great program. We have case managers and peer support specialists that are mobile that, like Bruce said, live throughout New York State and Western Massachusetts and New Jersey and Pennsylvania. We're able to provide security deposits for veterans and their family members. to get into housing. We're able to provide rental assistance on a continuous basis. We can provide utility deposits, utility assistance. We can help to offset some child care costs for people who are homeless or at risk of being homeless that need that child care to get back to work. We're able to pay for transportation. And at this point in time, we're able to pay for emergency housing assistance. So there's a veteran who right now can't find some permanent housing, and we're struggling to find it as well with them. We can put them in a hotel for a period of time while we look for that housing to get them off the streets or to get them out of the shelter. And, you know, it's a easy program to get in touch with us for. I'm going to give you the toll-free number. It's 1-866-406-8449. And when you call that number, you'll be directed to our call center in Pittsfield, where we have formerly homeless veterans answering the phone, doing a brief screening, and then getting that call right out to the field so that a case manager can get in touch with that veteran and help to make a smooth transition from homelessness or from being at risk of homelessness and really kind of making sure that they're stable.
You know, I think, Bruce, oh, go ahead, and then I have a question for you.
I was just going to say, the other piece I'll add to that is just the fact that, you know, with the case manager and peer support, you really become, you know, you form a relationship. And I think our relationships that we form are somewhat, I'm not going to go with permanent, but very possibly permanent or very long lasting. They're not just a brief interaction where you point somebody in a direction. We work closely, and, you know, the mobile model that Mike referred to allows us to all have cars, all the case managers and peer support. So we bring people to appointments. We make sure that they find what they're eligible for. We work with VAs in all of these regions, as well as a lot of community providers we partner with. So if we can't provide the service out where we are, we certainly have partnered with others. So, you know, you try to really have a comprehensive approach to matching the financial resources, the living, with the real services that are needed. And, you know, we're in the middle of that and trying to, you know, coordinate that and transport and follow up and help fill out forms and give access to the internet and websites and all of those pieces that can be a barrier for many individuals.
We're talking with Bruce Buckley and Mike Hagmeier today of Soldier On. Well, all of these programs, I would assume, cost a great deal of money. And Bruce, how do you make that work?
Well, I think, you know, the VA does provide us with funding that allows us to hire staff, that allows us to pay these benefits. So the VA is certainly a big piece of our financial kind of operating stream of revenue. But in addition, we're always trying to be more creative, because permanent housing switches gears, and we, you know, we're able to build these apartment buildings. It's with state housing money, and, you know, that money is in tax credit program, the low-income housing tax credits, and other programs. And, you know, there's less revenue to provide services. So one of the pieces that everyone in New York State should be aware of, just as an awareness issue, I think, is New York State has a program called ESHI, which is, I think, Empire State Support Housing Initiative. And that provides pretty substantial funding that helps pay for rental subsidies. And it also helps pay for a lot of services and supports to these projects that are built. And we have some ESHI funding that we have in place, and we're looking to get that into a building that we're looking to apply at the end of December for the funding to build in Menands, almost the Albany line, a 68-unit building. So, again, there's a lot of programs and a lot of you really have to be creative financially. And, you know, we certainly have donations as part of how we serve veterans. And we, you know, look, turn over every rock that we basically can and try to piece together what's available.
By the way, if people do want to help support you, how do they do that?
Well, our website would be the easiest way. you know, if you go to www.wesoldieron.org, www.wesoldieron.org, there's a link there where I think it says donate now, and that would certainly be one way, or reach out through the website if you have questions or want to understand more. You'll be connected to one of us, and we can help, you know, move forward with you.
Appreciate that. Mike Hagmeyer is with us, and Bruce Buckley from Soldier On. And let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551 is the number. Bennett in Newburg. Bennett, you're on.
Yes, hi. I myself am not a veteran, but I've worked with many veterans, and there's a concern among them, and one that I share, regarding the way Veterans Day and has been handled as a publicity tool for the military. And here's what I'm getting at. Over and over and over again, you'll hear a phrase similar to, if you love your freedom, thank a vet. And right in there, there's this sort of, if you love being free, it's because of veterans. And that is not, even that very statement is not exactly accurate. The more accurate statement would be, if you love your sovereignty, the veterans, go. You could go to Fallujah, you could go to Germany, wherever the wars are fought, they could protect our sovereignty, but not our freedom. Our freedom is protected by activists, by people who actively work vigilantly day in, day out. Okay. But the point I'm trying to make is that I think that among these groups that I've worked with, Iraq Veterans Against the War, Viet Veterans Against the War, just Veterans Against the War, period, I think they have a legitimate, or I'll go so far as to say we, even though I am not a veteran, have a very legitimate concern about the over-glorification of the military. Not that it's not necessary, not that everyone in the military is automatically evil. We're saying absolutely no such thing. But we are saying that we believe that the militarism of our country is unique in the world, unique by far. We have bases all over the place. No other country. Okay. I have to get 800 bases all around. So my question is this. How do you feel about that? Do you recognize that there's not unanimity of opinion among veterans about our military and how well it serves to protect, quote, our freedoms?
All right, Bennett, let's have Mike answer first and then Bruce.
Yeah. So, Bennett, thank you. And I just want to say for myself and for, I want to say, probably everybody at Soldier On, every day we're celebrating Veterans Day, and we're working diligently to make sure the veterans that we are seeing out there, or could see out there, have everything possibly available to them. I think having Veterans Day is a very important thing to make sure we do thank a veteran if it's something we haven't done. We really think about what it is that they've put out there, laid on the line, their lives laid on the line for us to really kind of gather and do the things that we do.
Bruce.
Yeah, I think, again, we are kind of at such the grassroots level on a daily basis where we're working with individuals with their individual issues. And I think, you know, our view, or my view at least, of the veterans as a whole, is they should be recognized, they should be thanked. And I think, you know, how it's done and who does it and in what way, I really don't focus on. Because, again, I think we're down at another level dealing with real human issues. And the more kind of the broader view and the more historical or not theoretic, but, you know, that is just not where we live on a daily basis. And, I understand your point, and I think if I thought about it, I might have a more specific opinion, but we're not very political in a lot of ways, other than, you know, we're in a political system. I think I appreciate the comment, and I get the idea. And, you know, a lot of our veterans are very patriotic and very veteran-oriented, and many veterans don't, you know, their veteran status is not something that they, you know, live out with every day. It's more their own issues that they're struggling with.
Let's take a quick break. Bruce Buckley and Mike Hagmeyer are here from Soldier On. The number is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, and we'll be right back. Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff with you at 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. We're joined by Mike Hagmeyer and Bruce Buckley of Soldier On, a national provider of comprehensive services and affordable permanent housing for homeless and at-risk veterans. And once again, our number is 800-348-2551. James is in Warwick. James, you're on.
Yeah, hi guys. I'm a veteran, but not from the U.S. Army. Actually, from the South African Army. I was in Angola back in the Bush War in the 80s, and we had a number of U.S. Guys with us from Special Forces and some operatives out there back in the day. And I've lost touch with them, you know, over the years. But any of them that are still out there, you know, I'd love to wish them a happy Veterans Day. And just the work you guys are doing is just so amazing. You know, when we came out, there was nothing, never really has been. But I've been living here in the U.S. for 10 or 12 years now, and every day what I see is done for the veterans here is just fantastic. I mean, the support is wonderful. And to the last caller's point, it doesn't matter if you're for or against, you know, war. I mean, it's a terrible thing, as anyone who's experienced it knows. But the support that the guys and ladies that come back get from organizations like yourselves goes a hell of a long way to making things a whole lot better. So I thank you guys for your work, and you know, I wish a happy Veterans Day to all the U.S. guys that have been out there, and the ladies as well now, of course. And just want to say thanks again for everything you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you for those comments.
Thanks, James.
Thanks, James, and happy Veterans Day to you as well. The number is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, and we go to Deborah in Stone Ridge. Deborah.
Hi, Ray and Bruce and Michael. I have just seen a remarkable film by a veteran named Marty Klein. It's on YouTube. It's called Why Can't We Serve? And it asks the question of the military as to why they don't hire disabled vets. Apparently, we do that all across the country, and there are even laws requiring it. But the military services are not required to do so. And he maintains the fact that one of the things that's so important for vets is a lot of them wanted to make this their career. And once they're disabled, they are not called to serve.
Okay, Mike, I think we just lost Bruce temporarily, but why don't you comment on that?
Sure. So, you know, I think I don't have an answer for you. I have not seen the film on YouTube, Why We Can't Serve. And, you know, I think that, you know, obviously every other part of the U.S. government is set up to really help those disabled veterans really be first in line. You know, why the military doesn't allow it, I don't have that answer. I mean, I think you're right. I think when someone signs up to serve in the military, that they want to have a career in it, that, you know, they probably should have that opportunity to serve in some capacity in support of their fellow troops.
Bruce, I don't know if you caught any of that call before your line was
disconnected. Yeah, I did. I caught it, and I'm back on. So, yeah, I think, you know, my comment, and I didn't hear maybe the whole thing, but first of all, in this day of we watch more movies and streaming than ever, I'm going to watch that movie, so thank you. I wasn't aware of it. And,
I think all I can say. Forgive me for interrupting. I just think every one of us should watch it. It's on YouTube,
okay,
and it's remarkable.
And it's called Why Can't We Serve?
Why Can't We Serve?
Okay.
On YouTube.
All right.
And it's done by a veteran who's blind, who lives in New Paltz, whose name is Marty Klein. It's a beautiful film, and it makes a very good point.
Deborah, I'll definitely
thank you, gentlemen.
Watch it.
Thanks, Deborah.
And, you know, my only other comment is we have a lot of formerly homeless veterans who, you know, have various disabilities that have come through our program and are now full-time employees of Soldier On, and many have been for almost 20 years or more. And, you know, we make a very strong effort to have our agency an opportunity for the veterans who come into the agency. We pay for a lot of education. In Massachusetts, we've helped a lot of veterans get their CADAC, which is Certified Alcohol and Drug Counselor, which is a one-year program at a state college here in Westfield. So I think, you know, it is important. And what the military does or doesn't do, I know what we do and what we're able to do.
By the way, how many employees do you have at Soldier On, Bruce?
Oh, it's about 140 or 50. We have, you know, the SSVF that are scattered about through New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts. We would have about, I'm guessing, 80 to 90 employees in the SSVF program. And then we have the case managers, we have maintenance, we have drivers. So it's probably even more than 150, 160 or 70.
And how many did you start with back in the very beginning?
Well, I don't know the very beginning. I was here in 2002. We had about six employees.
Wow.
Or seven employees. So something like that.
Very impressive growth. That's great.
Yeah, we've grown and we continue to grow. So.
Well, the number here is 800-348-2551. And before we get to our next call, I just wanted to talk to Mike and possibly Bruce about the Incarcerated Veterans Transition Program. What is that about? How many vets are you serving with that program?
Sure. So we started that program really in the Albany County Correctional Facility with Sheriff Craig Apple. And we had staff in there every day, 8 hours a day. And then we expanded that program to Summers, Connecticut. We expanded into Mississippi when we were doing some work in Mississippi. And even now we are also providing some services to some of the local jails in Western Massachusetts. And our SSVF workers in Pennsylvania and throughout New York have constant contact with the correctional facilities and the state correctional facilities in their areas because there are a lot of veterans who are currently incarcerated. And those veterans who are incarcerated really do not have much of a transition plan to leave incarceration. So while we're inside the correctional facility working with those veterans or working with them to identify immediate needs of a license, a birth certificate for when they are released, health insurance, and then ultimately helping them to either connect with family or to identify some housing in a region, and then really make sure that they are connected to the community that they're returning to, because a lot of the veterans will return to a community, not have the wraparound services, and not be connected.
Bruce.
Yeah, I'll just add to what Mike said, a couple of things. One is, I think another important piece that we have in the prisons that we work in the jails is we form the real basic human relationship. And I think that gives the veteran who is incarcerated a real comfort that if they want to stay with Soldier On, maybe Soldier On is their next step out of the jail, which is often the case. We have a lot of folks in Pittsfield and Western Mass, many of them live with us permanently now, who we met originally in the Albany County Jail. And, you know, I think the human relationship and the connection gives the veteran who is in jail a real opportunity to make a choice on their way out. And, you know, the good news / bad news, Craig and Sheriff Apple can certainly back it up better than I can, but I'm pretty sure these are his numbers. The pod that we run in the Albany County Jail has, I think, just about a 6.5% or 7% What's the word I'm thinking of, Mike?
Recidivism.
Recidivism rate, where his general population believe is 35 or 40%. So he doesn't see the prisoners who go into the Soldier On pod repeat nearly at the same rate as they do in the general population. And, you know, again, those are his numbers. That's not something that we track, but it just kind of shows the success of the process that we've, you know, started in these jails and prisons.
Those numbers are definitely worth following up on at a national level. You may be onto something very good here. Bruce Buckley at Mike Hagmeier, join us from Soldier On. The number is 800-348-2551. And we want to go over to Marta in Poughkeepsie. Marta.
Hi, Ray. The Soldier On sounds like a great program, and thank goodness there's people that are actually helping people, like homeless veterans. I see a lot of them here in the city of Poughkeepsie, even though we do have nearby a shelter. It's not very big. But I notice a lot of the veterans are addicted, and that's another nightmare on the street. But I was at the Department of Motor Vehicles the other day and renewing my driver's license, and I saw that all young males in this country are absolutely required to register for selective service. Not females, just males, which I think right there that tells you there's a problem. And then there's all kinds of penalties, including jail and fines and lack of opportunity if you do not do that, if you don't want to be a soldier ever. And I really think that as a human population on this planet, we must find a way to evolve beyond war, because the majority of people who are destroyed and murdered in war are civilians, which is women, children, and older people, and people who aren't even soldiers. And then these poor soldiers come back. I heard it on AMC, the musicians trying to help soldiers put their feelings into words. One of the most poignant words I ever heard come out of that song was, "I wish I could feel human again." Oh, my God. I just feel that, you know, people go in and really want to provide service. Like, will the soldiers keep us safe if the president tries to do a coup? You know, there's a lot to think about, and I'm sure all the veterans on the street right now are freaking out, wondering if we're on the edge of civil war. And, you know, it's a recipe for serious consequences.
Well, Marta, thank you for that. You know, and a nice reference, wanting to feel human again. And to some extent, Mike and Bruce, this is what it is all about, what you do, right?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it's that simple, but it sort of is. I mean, I think that, you know, we talk about drug addiction, mental health, alcoholism, PTSD, and, you know, those are all real issues that certainly contribute to the problem of homelessness. But I think it's really the loss of community, the loss of a network is what we see is when someone is homeless, they've lost supports. For whatever reason, they've lost their support system, they've lost their families, they've lost their community. And if you provide that, we've seen a lot of long-term successes. Not perfect. There's been some, you know, people have setbacks. But if the community's there, then I think they make it. And that's what we see on a regular basis.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. We go to Kingston. Thomas, you're on.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to – this is Thomas Adosky calling in from Kingston. I worked with Soldier On as part of the Community Works Project at the Williamstown Theater Festival for the last few years, well, before the pandemic hit. And, you know, we had the opportunity to go and sit down with a number of the folks in the program and really just sort of provide opportunity to sit with playwrights and actors so that they can find ways to express themselves and tell their stories. And I got to tell you, it was an unbelievably invaluable experience, I think, not only for those folks who were sitting around the table, knowing that there was a group of people there who were willing to listen without judgment to or fear to the stories that they were going to tell, but find a way to express this stuff that had happened to them. And I couldn't tip my hat far enough to Soldier On for, you know, taking that sort of leap and providing that opportunity. It was an extraordinary thing. You talk about building community. And I think the first thing that has to happen in terms of building community is knowing that we can sit and talk with each other, even if the things that are going to be said aren't going to be comfortable. And I think that veterans suffer most in terms of that. Like there's that overarching fear that if they sit down and talk about the things that they've had to do and the things that they have gone through, that they're going to be ostracized or judged. And I don't know that that's necessarily a wrong fear, but to be able to sit with those men and women and listen without fear and without judgment as they express themselves was a powerful thing for all of us in the room, and I hope that we can continue to find ways to do that for these folks.
Thomas, that was a very nice thing to say. Mike, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, Thomas, thank you, and thank you for everyone at the William Sound Theater Festival for the past couple of years. I know that the women veterans that you have worked with, some of the male veterans that have come and participated in that program really enjoyed it and look forward to it every year. And your ability to listen and hear what they have to say and make them feel safe is something that is so valuable for these veterans to really feel safe with talking about the issues that they are currently going through or have gone through that led them here. And it's organizations like that really help to make what we do successful with the veterans.
All right, gentlemen, we only have about 90 seconds left here on the program, but let's quickly get Debbie in from Troy. Debbie, you're on very quickly.
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm a landlord, and I've worked with Soldier On with a veteran, and they were nothing but supportive, and to me as well as to the veteran. And I know a lot of landlords are hesitant to take on a homeless veteran or a homeless anybody. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Bruce.
Well, thank you. I think that's part of the community that we form anywhere we are, and that's a big part of it, is forming the relationships with the landlord, because our staff, especially in the SSVF out in the field, has a lot of great relationships with landlords, and we work together with issues and whatever issues come up. You know, there's a team that the landlord is part of. So thank you for allowing, us to work with you.
Well, Mike Hagmeier and Bruce Buckley, I want to thank you both for being here today. Once again, Bruce, if people want to get involved with We Soldier On, how do they do that?
I think the best, easiest way is to go to the website, www.wesoldieron.org. And, through that, you can email any of us. You can contact us. We have a woman, Casey DeSico, who is watching that website like a hawk. And it gets distributed and noticed and, responded to very quickly.
Well, I want to thank you both for being here, Michael and Bruce. Best of luck, guys. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you, Ray, and happy Veterans Day to everybody out there. Thank you.
You bet. Support comes from Personal Wine Cellar, Glenville, home of Cellar Dweller, an eclectic selection of red and white wines and spirits, wine tasting every Thursday and Friday, home delivery services Thursday through Sunday, 518-399-9463. And the Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College, supporting our community with a temporary closure and continuing to explore art and ideas online. For projects and resources, skidmore.edu/tang. Once again, thanks to Bruce Buckley and Michael Hagmeier for joining us today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the calls. Thanks to our engineer, Zach Malloy, our producer, Jackie Orchard, and Carl Blackwood, the famous musician who took the calls today. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow it's the Science Forum, and that'll be at 2 p.m., so mark your calendars. Right now, stand by for 51%.